Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
You know, coaches have talked this week about Carson and his command of the offense, how he's actually running parts of practice. Well, here's a good example. Look at Carson. He's directing our cameras to a can't-miss moment. This is quarterback's coach, Freddie Kitchens, running the 40. I'm told there was a bet here. Could the former starting Bama quarterback run the 40 in less than 7 seconds? I'm also told he didn't. It was 7+. So players definitely like that. And you know what? Bruce Arians actually liked what he got from the players on a short week of practice.
Pleased with the work. Surprisingly, our mental errors were way down in practice for such a short week. So it tells me the guys are focused and ready to go. And the big thing is short weeks is regaining that energy and passion.
The most important thing in which BA gave us was rest. So as soon as we're done with, you know, work here, you know, you make sure that, you know, you're taking care of yourself outside of, you know, facility and making sure you're getting a lot of rest that night.
Now, even though Cardinals players didn't do much running to practice, the run game will be key against the Vikings. If you want a W, you got to stop AP.
Yeah, you can stop him 25 times. He'll have 46 yards rushing, and you think you got him. And then all of a sudden he'll have a home run, you know, for 80 yards. Next you know, he has 120-some-odd yards rushing. You know, and he's one of those guys who has a home run threat every time he has the ball. So, you know, you have to really be prepared.
Someone have to just clip him early. You know, don't let him get that full head of steam early, because when 28 or 24 have their shoulder square running downhill full speed, that's a recipe for disaster.
We got a big-time tight end. And like you said, the speed at the wide receiver position. Nothing we haven't seen all season.
The game plan can be simple. You take away AP, you take a lead, and then take the Vikings out of their offense like Seattle did last week in that 38-7 win.
That's the easy way. You know, that's the easy way. And obviously you gear towards that, but you've got to be ready for the long haul in case it doesn't happen. But, it's obvious. If you jump on them and they've got to change what they're doing, especially in the second half, it's a lot easier to defend.
As for the injury update, well, here's the good news. Corey Redding did practice, and Redding should play on Thursday night. Andre Ellington, no. Same with Frosty Rucker and Gerard Powers. They are down. Jermaine Gresham, he'll be a game-time decision. Same with Tony Jefferson. In fact, DJ Swearinger should be part of the game plan, the Cardinals' new safety. For Cards Daily, I'm Paul Calvisi on azcardinals.com.